Welcome to the Northwest Aerospace Alliance News, your go-to source for all things aerospace in the Northwest. I'm Emma, and with me, as always, is Daniel.
Hello, Emma, and welcome our listeners to another exciting episode. Today, we're diving into a fascinating story about Moore and Wright, and its rich history being celebrated in a new exhibition. I see.
Yes, exactly, Daniel. The exhibition is part of the Hawley Tool Collection, and it's at the Kelham Island Museum in Sheffield. The Moore and Wright brand has been around for over 100 years, right?
That's right, and it's one of the most prominent names in measurement tools, deeply rooted in Sheffield's history. The exhibition really showcases their impact and legacy.
I heard Ellie Skinner, the Bowers Group marketing manager, talk about how the exhibition encapsulates the brand's history. It's interesting that even the team at Bowers Group found it to be an eye-opener.
Wow, that is so cool. The exhibition includes everything from the earliest tools to their latest digital micrometers, and there's even a BBC video highlighting their groundbreaking Micro 2000 micrometer.
Right, and the exhibition also features personal stories from former employees like David Barber, John Peace, and Steve Nettleship. It's a chance for people with connections to Moore and Wright to reconnect.
That's a nice touch. The archived photographs really capture the company's community spirit. It's not just about the tools, but also the people who made them.
Exactly. And talking about the history, Moore and Wright was founded in 1906 by Frank Moore and Charles Wright. They established it as a leading producer of precision measuring instruments.
Sheffield's industrial heritage is really on display here. The company expanded its product range over the years, always focusing on accuracy and reliability.
And today, as part of the Bowers Group, Moore and Wright is still committed to excellence while embracing new technologies. It's a great example of how tradition and innovation can coexist.
The exhibition will be on display until the later part of 2024. It's part of the Hawley Collection, which itself is an internationally important record of Sheffield's tool-making heritage.
The Hawley Collection was curated by Ken Hawley over 50 years. He gathered tools, catalogues, photographs and insights related to Sheffield's tool industries.
And the Hawley Gallery opened in 2010 as the first permanent exhibition space for the collection. It allows visitors to explore Sheffield's industrial legacy and contribute to the ongoing narrative.
It's amazing how the collection has been funded by donations and grants, including the Heritage Lottery Fund. It really preserves the city's manufacturing heritage.
For our listeners who might be visiting Sheffield, this exhibition is a must-see. It's not just about Moore and Wright, but the entire history of tool-making in the city.
And for those with a connection to the company, it's a chance to see familiar faces in the displayed images. It's a celebration of both the past and the present.
Thanks for joining us on the Northwest Aerospace Alliance News. We'll be back next time with more updates from the aerospace industry in the Northwest.
Stay tuned and keep up with all the latest in aerospace. Goodbye for now.